votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Great pleasure to welcome in the studio at SBS Lauren Valmadre. She's the Festival Director of the Human Rights Arts and Film Festival 2017 edition. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about this year's festival. It's a special year because it's the 10th anniversary as well.
Yes, absolutely. So this year, 2017, marks the 10th anniversary for the Human Rights Arts and Film Festival, and indeed a time of great celebration. So we wanted to take that main theme of celebration and have it reflect within our program. So we'll be celebrating inspiring individuals, artists who are making positive change through their creative talents, universal, diverse perspectives, and basically what the festival has achieved in its mere decade-long lifespan.
And you've spent the last 5 years being involved with the festival, and this is your first one as the festival director.
Yes, it's very exciting and very daunting. but yeah, I began at Haraf just as a humble volunteer. I began on the shorts programming team. The year after that, I moved to the features film team, and then I became the programming manager, so managing all of the film content for the festival. And then this year is my first year as program director, and it's been a wonderful experience.
And how do you go about choosing the films and documentaries for this festival this year?
Oh, it's always incredibly difficult as we have so many submissions to the festival. So this year, out of the 500 films we had in contention, only 30 make the final cut. So it is a very complex challenge, but the films that we have are really special. And of course, they're of exceptional, high quality, international and Australian contemporary cinema that we hope is very inclusive and dynamic and really showcases a broad range of perspectives.
So do you get to see all the 500 films that are sent
oh,
to you?
Or that is, that
is there a panel of people who sit down and get to watch and decide after?
Absolutely. There's no way I could get through 500 films in 10 months' time. So I'm very lucky. I have a wonderful...
50 a week.
Yeah. Oh, It feels like that sometimes, but I have a wonderful team of programmers who help me view all of the film content, and they judge the films and score the films, and I watch them with them as well, and we try and keep a large database of all the films that we're watching and what we think will work well for the festival.
And tell us about the opening night. You've selected the opposition, but there have been some controversy about it, like legal disputes, I believe, about showing it or...
Oh, not for us showing it, but originally when it was supposed to have its world premiere at Hot Docs in Toronto nearly a year ago, the film had to be redacted from its original version as a subject of the film had placed a temporary injunction on the film, claiming that the sections that she was included in was defamatory and unbalanced, and so the film had to be redacted and so wasn't played in its full version and was taken out of festivals until the matter was settled in court, which was ultimately in favour of Holly Pfeiffer, the director, and her film team. And I was lucky to attend the world premiere of the film in its full version at the International Documentary Film Festival Amsterdam, and it's a really brilliant film, and now we're so proud to present it as our opening night film for the full version of The Opposition.
And Holly Pfeiffer is Australian, I believe?
Yes, she's Australian, and this is her debut feature film, so we are so proud to be able to encourage and support emerging Australian filmmaking talent.
And other films in the lineup that you were impressed with that moved you?
Absolutely.
All of them, I
think, yeah, I was going to say that's quite a difficult question to answer, as I feel they
have to
all
be very diplomatic. In that
yes, thing. Absolutely.
And say that all of them are very
good. They're all very moving, challenging, provocative, inspiring, eye-opening, and truly unforgettable, I think, is just the best way I can describe the kind of film content that we show at Haraf.
And Lauren, you're on the French program, and I'm going to be biased. There are two French films on the program this year, Les Chevaliers Blancs, and the other one is Dipane. And what can you tell us?
So these two films in particular are some of our highlights in our program, and they also belong to our program segment, Drama, which Haraf is normally known for its documentary cinema, but we also really love to include world-class narrative cinema. And these two films in particular are major award winners from international film festivals. So maybe I should start with Deepan, which won the highest honour a film can receive at the Cannes Film Festival in 2015, winning the Palme d'Or for Jacques Audiard's Deepan. It's a really incredible film that takes really large, significant themes of war and trauma and racial tension and manages to put them in such an everyday context as well, which is no mean feat. So the premise of the film is it begins in Sri Lanka, where three strangers form a kind of fake family in order to gain asylum to Paris. But they find when they arrive there, they're kind of met with a new sense of violence in their surrounds, which is really eye-opening and shocking. And something that I find really interesting about this film is that the lead actor, Anthony Thassan Jasuth Thassan, actually has that authentic lived experience of the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka. And he left to seek asylum in Paris himself. So it brings that really authentic quality to the film, that this is actually his lived experience well. And I think that really adds to the impact the film has.
And the other one is Les Chevaliers Blancs. It stars Vincent Lindon, that we all know of because he was in one of the French film festivals lineup with Welcome, that Australian audiences know very well about. It's about, again, refugees in Calais trying to cross over to the United Kingdom and all that. And you've also got like a lineup of short documentaries for the international repertoire from French-speaking countries as well. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. We just find, you know, the French cinema is such a high quality and a high standard. And, you know, we always do have quite a selection of French films in amongst our program. And this year is absolutely no exception.
And also with the festival, you've got special events surrounding it, like in different areas of Melbourne, like at the St Kilda Town Hall. You've got Professor Gillian Triggs, who is going to give an address. And then you've got the music and movement show in Footscray, at the Footscray Arts Centre, and so on.
Yeah, the programming, our Haraf Goes West programming, which is mainly in Footscray, is a really exciting dynamic to our program. And it's about our commitment as well as making our festival more accessible to our friends in the West. So as part of that program, we have a collaborative art project with local street artist Caffeine and the young people of the Phoenix Youth Centre. And then as well, we also will be holding a panel and performance discussion with the artists of Key of C on the Saturday at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. And then later that evening, we'll be holding a screening of Spear with a post-film Q&A with the film's producer, John Harvey.
And there are also exhibitions at the Immigration Museum and also, I think, at the Melba Spiegel Tent, which is in Collingwood, this one.
Yes, I was actually at the Spiegel Tent not that long ago for the Comedy Festival as well. So that's another very important part of our festival, as we're a human rights arts and film festival. So we are trying to include a very dynamic range of art exhibitions and activities. So the Immigration Museum and the one in the Melbourne Spiegel Tent is a listening party of sorts. And we also have exhibitions at No Vacancy, at Fed Square and the QV, as well as the Newtown substation as well.
And for more details, people can go on the website of the Human Rights Festival.
Yeah, so our website is HRAFF, so HRAFF.org.au. You can find the full program there as well as purchasing tickets for any of our events.
Lauren Valmadre, thank you so much for coming onto the French program and coming to SBS, and wish you all the best for this year's festival.
Thank you so much for having me.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.